My friends, what is a blessing? What does that really mean? What are blessings and what are cursings? In the Holy Scriptures, God speaks about blessings and cursings. And they're not generally understood what blessings are. And for that matter, what cursings are. Blessings come from God. Rain in due season comes from God. God is the one who provides for our lumber and our grain and our fruit and our vegetables and all our resources and the opportunities that we have. Do not be mistaken. God has given us all of these things. Do we give God the thanks? Do we give God the glory? God said, beware that you do not forget the Lord your God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command you this day. Lest when you have eaten and are full, that's us today, we have more than we know what to do with, and you have built goodly houses and dwell in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God. My friends, we have passed that point. God predicted it. He prophesied it. And we have done it. We have forgotten the Lord our God. Most people do not wish to think about the possibility of an America in ruins. Will America fall as so many empires before us have fallen? There is a way that America can remain the greatest nation that ever existed. There's a way that America can retain the blessings and the protection of Almighty God. Do you know where blessings come from and why they are given? All through the Bible, there are examples of God fulfilling his promise of blessings to those who choose God's way of life. God's principles work equally with individuals or nations. When nations look to God, God always blesses them. When individuals, like you and I, follow godly lives, blessings always follow. History records national blessings for countries that look to God for their guidance, for their sustenance, for their protection. Those who rely on God are blessed for doing so. On the other hand, ruin, catastrophe, and destruction follow those who set out to beat the system by breaking the rules. We've all seen lives ruined by any number of causes. Bitterness, drunkenness, homosexuality, murder, adultery. Those things ruin families. They are a curse, and they bring curses. There is a condition that follows in the lives of those who do such things. The Bible calls those curses. You might want to call the results of those actions cause and effect. Oh, sure. We all understand what happens when physical laws are broken. If we violate laws of thermodynamics, we know we'll get too hot, maybe even have a heat stroke. If we violate the laws of gravity and we fall too far, we'll probably break some bones. There is a penalty for violating physical laws. But mankind does not understand what happens when God's spiritual laws are broken. There's also a penalty for violating spiritual laws. God says it will catch up with the sinner. Violations of perfect spiritual rules bring a breakdown of good order. God says, do not murder. That's a spiritual law. Do not steal. This too is a spiritual law. Our carnal mind tells us if we're smart enough when we steal, we'll get ahead. God says just the opposite. Broken laws will always catch up with the sinner. When people, corporations, or governments for that matter, violate God's perfect spiritual law, it is sin. It will always bring hurt, destruction, ruin, and eventually death to the one who breaks the rules, to the one who is the sinner. We all know that if you go up and punch a big guy, more than likely, he's going to turn around and punch us back. Man still believes he can break spiritual laws with impunity. That means he thinks that it'll never catch up with him. There'll never be a penalty. He thinks he can get away with breaking God's rules and never get caught, never get punished. Somehow we don't want to believe that when we break God's rules, there are consequences that will automatically follow. Exactly the same as physical laws. When we break physical laws, there's hurt and pain. When we break God's law, there's a terrible price to be paid. When people end up with broken lives, the reasons can be traced back to violations of good principles. In every single case, some people want to say, oh, they were just unlucky. There's no such thing. You commit adultery, it's going to come back on your head. You steal, it's going to come back on you or your children. God's perfect set of spiritual rules bring about all good things. God intends us to work hard, to love the wife of our youth. There are blessings for following God's spiritual rules. And defiance of those spiritual laws brings a breakdown of moral order. God calls those cursings. Let's get back to America's blessings. We all know and love the song, God Bless America. God has indeed blessed America greatly. Irving Berlin wrote the song, God Bless America, with the words asking God to stand beside her and guide her. And we know that God did lead America to become the greatest and most powerful nation that ever existed. Francis Scott Key wrote our beautiful national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner, about how God has poured out His blessings on this magnificent and excellent land. He wrote that God has blessed with victory and peace and hath made and preserved us a nation. My friends, there was a time when Americans were not ashamed to say, in God we trust. Can we expect for God to continue to bless us when we reject Almighty God outright? This country was founded on God and the laws of God. Wake up, America! There is absolutely no doubt that God promised and gave us this great land of ours. But unless we return, and soon, to the God of our youth, He will remove the protection of these United States. Our enemy will rise up against us, destroy us, and carry us away into slavery. The enemy will rise up among us. They will be the head. We will be the tail. Our land is full of sin. This nation and its leaders must turn back to the God of our forefathers. If we do not willingly repent of our national sins, our great nation will fall, as so many godless empires have fallen before us. We must turn from our sinful ways and embrace a reverence for God and His laws. I have good news, my friends. Jesus Christ is coming back. When Jesus arrives, the perfect kingdom of God will be established on this earth. And our land will become a happy and peaceful land for all of its peoples. As long as we, the people, were submissively under God, we could rightly expect His bountiful good graces to continue and to increase manyfold. Let us not take for granted our national laws, which are based and founded on God's Ten Commandments. They are responsible for the freedom, the rights, the liberties we have so greatly enjoyed as the United States of America. Our open society allows us life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, with freedoms of religion and speech as men, free in a free nation. Sadly, we have come to a turning point in American history. Too many of our leaders, our teachers, our preachers, our friends and our family have begun to select an alternate lifestyle, which according to God is not an alternate at all. It is one without God as a part in it. They reject the truth that God is the way. God's way provides all good things. What can we, Americans, expect as a result of our rejection of God and His law, His Ten Commandments? I'll tell you what we can expect. We can anticipate God beginning to remove the national blessings and the protection He has thus far afforded us because we as a nation have rejected His perfect way. The handwriting is on the wall. The time is short. The Apostle Paul said God's laws are good and holy, the commandment holy, just, and good. King David said, all your commandments, Lord, are righteousness. Now that we Americans, in our courts and in our governments, are choosing to set aside the perfect spiritual law, which is the foundation of society itself, we can absolutely expect to encounter diminished accomplishment as a people and as a nation. America is no longer respected. The American dollar is no longer the world currency. America is no longer feared. Already, our enemies are rising up around us. These are America's last days, unless this great land of ours returns to our God. Every good standard defining the attributes of America are about to collapse. Without God, no nation can stand. All who believe in good morals will agree that America is in a horrendous moral degeneration. As a result of this degeneration, we will face challenges in the immediate future undreamt of. Will it be like a domino effect, one after the other? Or will America come down like a horrendous house of cards, collapsing? Will a breakdown come in a sudden, immense crash, or an excruciatingly slow but sure demise? Jesus prophesied how the end would come when He said, I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. How will the end come? Two chapters in your Bible explain in intricate detail how America could have remained great and how devastating the end will be. Read these biblical chapters for yourself to know what God has prophesied. They're Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. Do you really believe that God will allow our nation to go into slavery? Read about it. Read about the coming slavery and starvation that God has prophesied for this nation. Therefore, shall you serve your enemies, which the Lord shall send against you in hunger and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And He shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until He has destroyed you. But, my friends, there is good news. We, the citizens of this once moral land, must come to understand what happens when God is rejected and abandoned. Our people will learn what happens when God's spiritual rules, which are for our good, are not followed. Right now, too many people in America are saying, nobody's going to tell me what to do, especially not God. Unless this country returns to God, in business, in education, in government, our social order is going to deteriorate to the point of total breakdown. We see it coming. Our national defense will become insignificant, leading to final defeat. God says, and you say in your heart, my power and my might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. My friends, don't you believe it? God continues, but you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He that gives you the power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant, which He swore unto your fathers as it is this day. But what do? We worship our strength. We're devoted to our wealth. We adore our beauty. And God continues, and it shall be, if you do at all forget the Lord your God and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall utterly perish. My friends, that's exactly what is happening to America right now. Our enemies, my friends, are going to walk in and pluck up our land like a ripe peach. Jesus Christ proclaimed, in the days of these kings, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. It's not too late. Jesus said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Tune in again to the proclamation of Jesus Christ.